Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Trenches Stock Car Scoop. Brian, Timothy, Dale Nolan here alongside my co-host, the bearded one, Mr. Adam Cheek, previewing and recapping every Friday and every Sunday the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. Adam, we're going to a new venue this weekend, my friend, Circuit of the Americas. I'm excited, buddy.
I am too. It is a wild track. It is something that's such an unknown for pretty much everyone involved going into it. You know, no, like you had the guys that tested there a few times in the last few months, but no one has driven a car in competition with, you know, 30, 40 other cars out there. So I'm of the opinion that everyone's going in blind no matter what. Even if you've driven it before, no matter how much on-track time or simulator time you got, it's a whole different animal when there's 40 of them out there.
Adam, COTA is one of five road courses in the next 13 weeks before the playoffs. Now, did NASCAR go overboard with adding some right turns to the schedule? Or, Will, is this kind of actually pretty good for the sport?
No, they didn't go overboard at all. I wrote about this in a commentary piece for Front Stretch last night, which you can read on the website.
Nice plug there for your article.
It is. But NASCAR has needed more road courses for years. For so long, it was just Sonoma and Watkins Glen, and both of those are great. And the Roval was a great addition, you know, different. It's another road course and a different kind of road course being incorporated into an oval. But three out of 36 races being a test of road racing abilities is just way too low. Running the Daytona road course last year is another step forward, but adding three more this year is great. I always said, you know, we've got six short tracks. That's a sixth of the schedule. Four super speedways, you could make it six, but I think four makes for enough carnage as it is. But six road courses is a good balance, and I'm fine with seven. You know, adding COTA, Road America, and the Indianapolis road course were all awesome decisions. Maybe we'll get Canadian Tire, Mid-Ohio on the schedule as well in the future. But six or seven is a pretty happy medium for now. You know, it makes up a decent portion, not a gigantic portion of the schedule, but I think it's awesome progress for a sport that definitely needs to keep updating itself in the schedule.
Adam, what are the biggest challenges facing the Cup field this weekend, since no one has ever driven a NASCAR of any kind in competition at Circuit of the Americas? There is two practice sessions, there is qualifying, but no one has really been here before in a Cup car. So what are the biggest challenges this weekend?
Well, a lot of people are talking about track limits, which I'm interested to see just how those are handled, because COTA is an incredibly wide track and has a lot of spaces for runoff, so it might be more forgiving, you know. But you have the snaking turns early on each lap, the hard hairpin onto the long, long straightaway about midway through each lap, the back and forth later on in every single circuit, and that hard turn one where cars could go, you know, five wide uphill down the front stretch and someone's going to have to give in turn one, or someone could dive bomb and take out a bunch of competitors. I have flashbacks of that three wide battle on a restart at Martinsville in like 2012 when three or four cars went around. I have flashbacks of that, flashbacks of the Roval a few years ago when Brad's controller disconnected and went straight into the barriers. But yeah, I've been driving COTA on Formula One games over the last week or so, and it's a fascinating track, but this weekend is going to be filled with challenges. You got to remember where everything is, and keeping speed through some of the areas on the track is going to be incredibly difficult, but I'm excited to see how the drivers take to it.
Adam, last but not least, my friend, we always talk about the road course ringers. Which playoff drivers are kind of, well, let's be honest, they're just terrible at these road courses. And which drivers are we expecting to struggle?
Well, I looked at kind of the section of drivers that go down 216th through the cut line, a few beyond that. So Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin both have wins on road courses, so I'm not too worried about them, nor Chase Elliott, who's winless so far this year, but he's just been unreal on road courses the last few years. But also around the cut line, Tyler Reddick, he finished 12th at the Roval last year, but we haven't really seen what he can do on road courses in a cup car at all. Chris Buescher finished 5th at the Daytona road course in 2020, but outside of that, doesn't have a top 10 at any road race outside of that in the, you know, 4 or 5 years he's been in cup. Austin Dillon has been straight up dismal at road courses throughout his career. He's never finished better than 16th at any one of those tracks ever. So on the flip side of things, to give props to a couple of people, I do have my eye on Chase Briscoe and Daniel Suarez for good runs. Briscoe won the Indy GP last year, and Suarez ran well the Daytona road course in February. Suarez is coming off a top 10 last week, so he has momentum, and he also won a stage at Watkins Glen in 2017. So I think we might be able to see a first-time winner, or at least a first-time road course winner, or a first-time winner just a season And I mean, Matt DiBenedetto as well. He finished in the top six at both summer road courses 2019. So I wouldn't count him out either. So it's going to be interesting to see where people run on Sunday.
There is a reason why Austin Dillon is running the Xfinity race on Saturday, as well as Tyler Reddick. Extra, extra seat time. Adam, last but not least, we do it every Thursday. I'm going to need a winner. Who's going to be winning the first ever race for the NASCAR Cup Series at Circuit of the Americas?
Ooh, that's something I've been debating with myself on for quite some time. I'm going to go with Chase Elliott just because it's hard to pick against the guy who's dominated the road courses for most of the last several years. You know, he won the first ever race on the Daytona road course last summer. So I think he's my pick for Sunday. It's hard to pick against him, and I know I'm probably doing the cliched answer here, but that's who I got.
1,000% the cliche answer, my friend. 1,000%. I will not go with Chase Elliott. I'm a couple of things. One, keep an eye out for the 16 car, AJ Allmendinger. This guy has tons of road course experience, so watch out for him there. I'm not going to pick the 16 car of AJ Allmendinger. I'm going to go with a little bit of a surprise. I'm going to go with the number four car of Kevin Harvick. I think he's going to run the Xfinity race, driving the number five for BJ McLeod, for McLeod's team. And I think he's going to take his number four car to victory lane on Sunday afternoon.
Hey, he's got wins at Watkins Glen and Sonoma, so I wouldn't put it past him for sure.
One thing for sure, Adam, I can't wait for Sunday, dude.
No, neither can I. It's always cool to go to a new track and see what happens there. And, you know, we already had kind of that experience this year with Bristol Dirt, but this is a completely new track. And I'm going to keep driving it in video games the next few days to, you know, so I'm not like, oh my God, where on the track are they on Sunday? And I can't wait for it. It's going to be fun.
Adam Cheek, associate editor, lead reporter for frontstretch.com. You can find Adam on Twitter at Adam in Cheek, at the Brian Owen. Follow us on Twitter at Frontstretch. And for all the latest on the racing news from COTA, frontstretch.com. For Adam Cheek, I'm Brian Owen. For everybody at Frontstretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to get vaccinated. We'll talk with you on Sunday.